This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many Americans will soon be seeing that $600 direct payment from Washington now that President Trump has signed the COVID financial relief bill. The AP's Mike Gracia with what else is in this bill.
The long-awaited COVID relief package that President Donald Trump threw in doubt is now law after Trump signed the $900 billion package Sunday at his private club in Florida. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund federal agencies through September and includes end-of-session priorities such as an increase in food stamp benefits. Trump held up the bill by demanding $2,000 relief checks instead of the $600 checks in the bill that passed both houses of Congress. In a written statement, Trump said he was sending back to Congress a redlined version of the bill with items he wants removed, but the bill as signed will not necessarily be changed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The coronavirus has now killed more than 333,000 people in this country. Health experts are warning January will likely be challenging after millions of Americans traveled for the Christmas holidays. Dr. Arthur Kaplan is with New York University's Grossman School of Medicine.
Sadly, I think we've got a dark period to go through with more deaths, more infections, more hospitalizations, more pressure on ICUs because we didn't stay home enough at Christmas. We had too many gatherings. We had too many people, millions and millions, traveling.
Lori Loughlin's been released from prison after spending 2 months behind bars in California for paying $500,000 in bribes to get her two daughters into college. Her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, is serving 5 months at a prison near Santa Barbara, California. Authorities are still trying to figure out why a 63-year-old man set off an explosion in Nashville on Christmas Day. It killed him, three other people injured. This is AP News. Overseas now to Finland, the AP's Zaria Shackley.
Finland has become the latest European country to report a case of the more contagious coronavirus variant first identified in Britain. Health officials say that a Finnish citizen who had recently arrived from Britain for a Christmas holiday was diagnosed with a new COVID-19 variant in the southeast region over the weekend. The person's recent connections were traced and his family members have been isolated. Finnish health officials say they believe the variant hasn't spread further. Authorities have urged all those who arrived from Britain since the 7th of December to get a coronavirus test. Last week, Finland halted all scheduled flights with Britain until early January. I'm Zeria Shakili.
AstraZeneca says researchers believe its vaccine will be effective against a new variant of the virus, driving a rapid surge in infections in Britain. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.